You have one more on God Show. Has he done enough in your mind where he's essentially pulled even with Jordan, where it's a toss-up in terms of competition with those two?
Well, honestly, they were even coming in the training camp and the off-season, and we told our guys that you don't inherit positions here. So if you played a lot last year, if you started last year, it doesn't really matter. Guys got to go out and compete, and Jordan understands that, and he's going out and competing. So it's not a it's a day-to-day thing. So you come out, and the good thing about having good depth is that it equals leverage. So if a guy comes out and doesn't do his job, then you just put the next guy in there. I mean, that's the way it is. We believe in that on defense, and Adam believes in that as a head coach. So,
Coach, Vincent Taylor, he's a guy at Oklahoma State. Wasn't necessarily put in the best position to put up great numbers, but you guys obviously saw past that.
I think he had good numbers. I want to say he was close to double-digit sacks and a bunch of tackles. So he did good for their system. And he's doing good for our system right now. You know, the only thing we ask out of those young guys, and really every guy, is to just get better every day. And, you know, when your two supposed best players are two Pro Bowl players or two of the hardest workers, that makes it easy for me as a coach.
And what are your early thoughts on him? What have you seen from him so far?
On Vincent? He's physical, all right? That's what I see. The rest of it will fix, but I know that the kid's a physical kid and he cares. It's important to him. He's like a gym rat. He'll pull me to the side in the cafeteria or pull Sue or pull Branch or any of our veteran players. So the kid wants to be a great player. We did a good job of drafting and bringing in the right kind of guys here.
How would you describe the progress of Charles Harris?
He's doing well. He's, you know, the thing about him, and we were just over there talking, and he understands this league is so different than playing in the SEC. You not only do you have big guys, but you got big athletes, all right? So he's coming along. So I like where Charles is right now, but, I mean, we got to get him ready to play Tampa, but it's a day-to-day process.